It's another Outside the Box. Today's topic is New Economy. About 3 years ago, I asked in an Outside the Box, quote, what's the economy for anyway, end quote, meaning its purpose and who should benefit from it. I offered two answers. One was from Gifford Pinchot in 1905, quote, the greatest good for the greatest number over the long run, end quote. The other is mine, quote, to guarantee that every person is able to meet their basic needs and live a dignified life with the potential to thrive, end quote. It's tricky creating an economy that works for everyone, that doesn't suffer from inflation, unemployment, high interest rates, or other changing and often unpredictable economic factors. Lots of people feel insecure. Do I stay with my current employer so I can have health care and pension income, even if I don't like my job or want to move? Are my savings worth anything if the price of everything is going up? Can I afford to borrow money for a home or other large expense without creating a massive amount of debt? The uncertainty of the economy makes risk-taking difficult. If we based our economy not on jobs, prices, supply and demand, profit, debt, and the gross domestic product, but rather on ensuring that everyone in society could meet their basic needs, as my definition states, then we could withstand economic swings. We could focus on quality of life, friends, leisure, good health, happiness, and a feeling of security. FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, talked about the four freedoms, two of which were freedom from want and freedom from fear. A needs-based economy could enable us to enjoy both of those. In Abraham Maslow's famous hierarchy of needs, the necessity of economic security is just above the need for food and water, shelter, clothing, and clean air. Our other needs, like love and sex, relationships, family, personal fulfillment, respect by others, and a clear mind, suffer when we're insecure and aren't sure if we will still have our basic needs tomorrow. If the economy guarantees us the basics, then we can move past food, shelter, safety, and security, because those are covered. We can get to Maslow's more rewarding needs and not be stuck in the mindset of uncertainty and doing things we would rather not do. Having a job paying inadequate wages, doing something we may not believe in or enjoy. Currently, we assume there's only one way to get those basic needs met, having a full-time job for decades and earning money to buy what we need. That means chasing the almighty dollar. It's an option, but not the only one. There are others who've foregone higher pay for jobs they truly love to do, like me. Some work part-time and get by financially, with plenty of leisure time to enjoy the rest of their lives. We should all have the chance to live a life of joy. It doesn't mean goofing off all day. It means living a life of meaning, of service, of utilizing all our skills and talents, of making the world a better place for all. I think every human would eagerly seek such a life if they knew they did not have to worry about basic needs. Creating a very different economic system is no easy task, but it isn't impossible. For example, a Pew, P-E-W, survey found that over 90% of those surveyed would rather have a stable income than the chance to get rich. Basic needs, not unlimited wants. Pilot projects providing a guaranteed income as at least a supplement to what people are earning now are mushrooming, over 100 in the U.S. And there's a growing movement in support of setting a maximum income for everyone and a redistribution of excess wealth through taxes to those who do not have enough. Recent public anger and rejection of the power of billionaires is highlighting this promotion of limiting the power, influence, and maybe the income of the very wealthy. What do you think the economy is for? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to ensure basic needs, not excessive wants, for everyone.